This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي أما بعد All praise be to Allah سبحانه وتعالى and peace be upon Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم I testify that there is no God except Allah and I testify that Muhammad is the prophet and the messenger of Allah Brothers and sisters Alhamdulillah It's great to start or resume with the Thursday night lessons, speaking about the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those great men that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose to be a great example for mankind. And before the month of Ramadan, we had spoken about the great prophet and messenger of Allah, Prophet Yusuf, and then Prophet Ayyub. Tonight, inshallah, we shall talk about Prophet Shu'aib. Prophet Shu'aib is an Arab prophet. Out of all the prophets and messengers, there are four Arab prophets and messengers. They are Salih, Hud, Shu'aib, and one more, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So out of all the prophets and messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent, there are only four Arab prophets and messengers. Salih, Hud, Shu'aib, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The rest of the prophets and messengers are non-Arabs. And the vast majority of the prophets and messengers are from Bani Israel. And the descendants and the lineage of Bani Israel starts from Ya'qub alayhi salam, in which we've already spoken about the story of Ya'qub and his 12 sons, and one of them is Yusuf alayhi salam, and those 12 children, 12 sons, are the children of Israel. Inshallah, next week, we'll talk about Prophet Musa alayhi salam and Musa alayhi salam and Bani Israel. But the story of Shu'aib paves the way for the story of Musa alayhi salam. So Prophet Shu'aib, he is from the tribe of Madian. So the name of the tribe is Madian. And the city that this tribe used to live in is also called Madian. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of that in the Quran Kareem. And Allah Azza wa Jal also mentions the tribe of Madian in the Quran Kareem. So Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam is from an Arab tribe called Madian. They settled somewhere in Jordan, what we know as Jordan right now. Back then they didn't have Jordan, but now it's called Jordan. Not far away from where the nation of Lut alayhi salam lived in Sodom. And there's a bit of connection there, in which inshallah we'll refer to later on. So Prophet Shu'aib, he is from the descendants of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and his father's name is Madian. And some scholars say Madian is one of the sons of Ibrahim alayhi salam, or one of the great grandsons of Ibrahim alayhi salam, and most likely to be a grandson of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Shu'aib, the son of Madian, the son of Ibrahim, or the son of Ibrahim alayhi salam. So he's from the descendants of Ibrahim alayhi salam. He belonged to a tribe called Madian, and he lived in an area in a city called Madian. And Prophet Shu'aib alayhi salam was an Arab, And he was known for his wisdom and eloquence. He was an eloquent speaker, very articulated. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent him to a nation, the nation of Madian, Arabs. And the people of Madian, they were very corrupt. They had a number of corruptions that were indulged in. They were committing a number of corruptions. From amongst those corruptions is high robbery. They used to high rob people. Or if they don't high rob people, they used to enforce taxes on people who are traveling by. Their city used to be a vibrant city. It's like a market hub where many tribes used to go to Madian. So the people of Madian used to enforce tax. They used to enforce taxes on the people that used to come and buy and sell. Or enforce them to give them protection money, what you call it these days. Force them to pay that money. So they were like thugs, gangsters, mafias. Not only that, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even mentions them in the Quran al-Karim as people that never used to be just and fair when it comes to buying and selling. They used to cheat a lot. Cheating was from the main things they used to do in the market, because it was a very vibrant market. They used to cheat a lot. Awful kayla, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Quran al-Karim. Be fair and trustworthy when you weigh things. But they used to lie. I want to buy 10 kilograms of this type of food. They'll give you 9 until it's 10. Lie, deceive, cheat. But the worst thing out of all of that, they used to worship a tree called al-Aika. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to them as Ashabul Aika, the people of the Aika. What's the Aika? A tree that the people of Madian used to worship. So they've abandoned the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to go and worship a tree. So not only that are deceivers, cheaters, liars, oppressors, thugs, they're also stupid. To go and worship a tree? What benefit are you going to get out of a tree? What benefit are you going to gain out of a worship of a tree? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَذَّبَ أَصْحَابُ الْأَيْكَةِ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. The people of Aika had denied and rejected the call of the prophets and messengers, even though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala only sent one prophet and messenger to them, and that's Shu'aib. But because of their cruelty, because of their deception, because of their corruption, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made it sound they've denied all the prophets and messengers. It's like, you know, oh, not in a million years. Now you'll be lucky to live 50 years. But you know, it's over exaggeration. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when Allah sent the prophet and messenger to them, Prophet Shu'aib, from amongst them, he came from a noble family, a respected family, a big tribe. Not only that, he was very eloquent, articulated, good speaker. He knew how to debate and reason with people. And أَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ وَاتَّقُوهُ وَأَطِيعُونَ. Worship Allah alone. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And fear Allah azza wa jal. And obey Allah. أَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مَا لَكُم مِّنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرَهُ. You only have one Lord, and that's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What's this stupidity going on and worshiping a tree? Tree? Okay, how about if I cut it down? What happened to your Lord? Like Ibrahim alayhi salam, they're worshiping idols. You make it with your own hands, and then you start prostrating to it. It should be prostrating to you, not you prostrating to it. You're the one that made it. So subhanAllah, they used to worship a tree, and that tree was known as Al-Aika. Shu'aib alayhi salam was commanded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَإِلَىٰ مَدْيَنَا أَخَاهُمْ شُعَيْبًا. To the people of Madian, their brother, Shu'aib. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to him as their brother. Why? Because he's from amongst them. He's from the people of Madian. He's no stranger to them. He's from the people of Madian. And you know, that gives you credibility when people know who you are. It's not like, you know, he just came out of the blue. Off the bat, no one even knows who this person is. It doesn't hold credibility. But you know what? This guy, we know who he is. We know him, we know his family, his lineage, his tribe, his background. When you know someone's background, it gives you more comfort. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, most of the times, used to send prophets and messengers from their own people. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا بِلِسَانِ قَوْمِهِ لِيُبَيِّنَ لَهُمْ. If the prophet and messenger that we used to send to his people, we used to send them with the same tongue, language of the people that we used to send them to. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُ اللَّهِ. Shu'aib told his people, the people of Madian, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَهٍ غَيْرُهُ. There's no other God. There's no other Lord. that you should be worshipping except Allah Azza wa Jal. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had shown you a number of verses. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had always empowered all the prophets and messengers with miracles. Some of those miracles were not of, and some of those miracles were done not of. From amongst those prophets and messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had empowered with miracles is Shu'aib, but we don't know his miracle. Like Musa, a number of miracles. Isa, a number of miracles. Salih, Hud, we've spoken about their miracles. But some of the prophets and messengers, we don't know their miracles. But Allah did empower them with a miracle. Allah gave him a miracle. And what's a miracle? Something that's beyond normality. Something that's beyond normality. It's like, it's not the norm. Okay, you could tell me, wallah, I ran and I jumped 2 meters. That's the norm. But wallah, you jumped 50 meters. That's not the norm. You have to be beyond normal to jump 50 meters. So the miracle that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to empower the prophets and messengers with something beyond normal. And that's why it's called a miracle. قَدْ جَاءَتْكُمْ بَيِّنَةٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent. Allah Azza wa Jalla has sent me, and Allah Azza wa Jalla had also empowered me with a miracle. فَأَوْفُوا الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانِ. Be just and fair. When you buy and sell, if it's 10 kilograms, it's 10 kilograms. Then go and sell it 10 kilograms and it's 9 or 8. You know these days what people call him? Shatir. Shatir, yani he's smart. What do you mean he's smart? You know this guy, he's getting 2 payments from Centrelink. MashaAllah alayh. MashaAllah alayh, shatir. No, be shatir. He's a crook. No, don't call him shatir. He's a crook. Oh, you know what? Today I managed, you know, to sell someone something worth $100. I sold it to you for $500. You know, I told him he's got this and that. I managed to deceive him. Oh, mashallah, good on you, bro. Not good on you, bro. Allah la yiriddak. What do you mean, good on you? You're a liar. You're a deceiver. But that's how it is these days. You've got the thugs on the street. The more crime they commit, bro, wallah, you're an animal. Yeah, he's an animal. An animal without a brain. Wahish, mashallah alayk. La mashallah, that I want to envy him. Ya akhi, envy him. Wallah, he deserves to be envied. Subhanallah, distortion in mind. Some people commit corruption and then compete with each other over corruption. Who lies more? Who deceives more? Who is more dishonest? Allahu Akbar. What's happening? The people of Shu'aib were like this. Amongst each other, they used to compete. You know, today I sold him 9 kilograms with the price of 10 kilograms. I told him it's worth that much, but I managed to get more money out of him. I'm not saying he don't make money. Yes. There's something called being smart and intelligent, making money, but not in deception, not in lying, not in cheating. Make money, yachi. You buy something $100, you sold it for $1,000, mabruk. But don't lie, don't deceive, don't say, wallah, it's a 2010 model, when it's in reality, it's 2008 model, for example. But yachi, you bought it for $100, you made $1,000 on it, mabruk. Don't lie, but don't deceive. The people of Shu'aib, the tribe of Madian, they used to lie and deceive. They used to lie and deceive. فَأَوْفُوا الْكَيْلَ وَالْمِيزَانِ. Be just in your weighing. When they weigh, be just. Don't deceive. And some narrations say they used to put more weight. They used to put more weight where the product and the commodity or the fruits or the vegetables used to be. So rather than putting, for example, 10 kilograms, you put 8 kilograms, but it goes down as 10 because it's already 2 kilograms there. They used to deceive and lie, and that's haram. Yaqi, be honest in your business and your trade on Allah for barakah. $1 in the halal, wallah, he's got the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal better than $1 million in haram. And you'll feel it. Subhanallah, haram man never ever gives you happiness, never gives you contentment. Inshallah, you've got billions of dollars. Inshallah, gives you billion of dollars. You're never going to be content and satisfied. وَلَا تَبْخَسُ النَّاسَ أَشْيَاءَهُمْ. Don't be unjust towards people when you deal with them. Be righteous. Be upfront. Be upright. Be good. Be respectful. وَلَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بَعْدَ إِصْلَاحِهَا. Don't cause corruption on earth. Especially after what happened. What happened before? Qawm Lut. Allah destroyed them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala purified the earth. Then go and impurify it. Then go and impurify it. Then go and cause corruption and mischief. ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. This is better for you in this dunya, in the hereafter, with your people, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in your life, in your health, in your wealth. Halal brings you happiness. Haram will never ever bring you happiness. Even if you've got huge volumes and amounts of haram. That will never ever bring you happiness. وَلَا تَقْعُدُوا بِكُلِّ صِرَاطٍ تُوْعِدُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions about some of their mischief, some of their corruption. They used to wait for people who are traveling and they used to stop them. They used to do standovers. You know the standovers that we've got here sometimes? That standover, you know what? Give me this. Just because they're big, they are bullies, or because there's a big number of them, they come and target the weak one. Who's the weak one? The traveler. A smaller number of people. You have to give us money. Just because you're going past our tribe, or you're going past our land, or you're going past our city, you have to pay us money. You have to give us this. They used to do standovers. Yeah, that's exactly. We call it nowadays, our contemporary words, the thuggish way, a standover. Exactly. They used to do standovers, especially on the poor and the weak. The travelers. People are traveling. This person is struggling already because he's traveling. He's on his own. And back then, it's not like they used to get from one airport to another airport. For them to travel, they used to get 2 months one way and 2 months back in the middle of the desert. And they used to do standovers. Anyone that used to get past their city, pay us money. You have to pay us money. Take advantage of the vulnerable. وَتَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Not only that, you are trying to block and hinder those who are calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَنْ آمَنَ وَتَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا And if you know someone that's coming back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and becoming a believer, you start threatening them. That's how cruel they were. That's how cruel they were. If someone becomes a believer or someone follows Shu'aib alayhi salam, someone submits to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they used to pick on him and bully him just because he became a Muslim. They used to marginalize them, outcast them. وَذْكُرُوا إِذْ أَنْتُمْ قَلِيلٌ فَكَثَّرَكُمْ SubhanAllah, look at the verses how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us an understanding. Allah says, where Shu'aib alayhi salam mentioned to his people, and remember, you were small in your numbers, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased your numbers. Which means the people of Madian were small in their number. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increased their numbers. And what happens, especially now when you're talking about back in those days, the stronger you are, it depends on the numbers of your people. So they were small in their numbers, they were getting picked on. Now they became big, they start to pick on other people. وَذْكُرُوا إِذْ أَنْتُمْ قَلِيلٌ فَكَثَّرَكُمْ Remember when you were small in your numbers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expanded your numbers, Allah increased your numbers. So you were weak, Allah made you strong. You were little, Allah made you big. You were minority, now you became the majority. وَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ And remember, now Shu'aib is reminding them because they live not far away from the tribe of Lut alayhi salam. And obviously the news of what happened to the people of Lut was spread around. So Shu'aib alayhi salam is reminding them, saying to them, did you forget what happened to the people of Lut when they turned on their prophet and messenger? When they turned on Allah Azza wa Jalla, did you forget what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did to them? So don't forget the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. Allah will destroy you too. Reflect upon the previous nations. وَذْكُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَاقِبَةُ الْمُفْسِدِينَ And then Shu'aib alayhi salam started to face a lot of resistance and resistance and resistance and resistance. And he continues to call to Allah Azza wa Jalla. This is the quality of a prophet and messenger. Persistence. Steadfastness. Never ever give up when you are awakening for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the quality of a da'i. You are calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal. No matter what you see in front of you, you just continue calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even though the entire world is against you. You just continue calling to Allah Azza wa Jal. In uridu illa al-islaha mastata'at. Now Shu'aib alayhi salam, he's trying to convince them. He's trying to put some sense in their minds. And he's saying to them, I'm only trying to correct things. I'm only trying to purify things. I'm only trying to do the right thing by you, by myself, by Allah Azza wa Jalla, by everyone. In uridu illa al-islah mastata'at. I'm only trying to fix things. I just want you to advance. I want you to develop. I want you to move forward, but in the right way, in a correct way. Not in a corrupt, unacceptable way. وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ And whatever comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal is the one that makes an opening. عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ He's the one that I depend on and he's the one that I turn to. Now the people of Shu'aib, the people of Madian, they're not too happy with the call of Shu'aib. They're not happy with what Shu'aib alayhi salam is calling them to. He's telling them to stop the corruption and to stop the haram and to stop the filth and the dirt. Some people thrive on that in their perception. Some people live. They love corruption. They love corruption. It's their bread and butter. Some people literally love corruption. They love filth. Now Shu'aib alayhi salam is resisting that and is calling unto Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and turning people away from them. They're not too happy with that. So they now turn back and they start to resist the call of Shu'aib alayhi salam and start to confront Shu'aib alayhi salam. Qalu ya Shu'aib, oh Shu'aib, asalatuka, your prayers and your religion, ta'muruka an natruka ma ya'budu aba'una aw an naf'ala fi amwalina ma nasha', this thing that you just came new with, this religion that you are calling to, does it command us to turn away from what we saw our parents and our fathers and forefathers worshipping, and at the same time your religion wants to come and dictate us in how we buy and sell? What's this religion of yours? You want to come and tell us who to worship and how to transact and trade? No cheating, no deception, no lying, no dishonesty. What kind of a religion is that? That's Islam. That's Islam. Islam is about honesty and against dishonesty. Islam is about being straight in your dealings and transactions. Not being corrupt, but doing the right thing. Not doing the bad things. So they start to respond and reject the call of Shu'aib alayhi salam by saying to him, this religion of yours commands us to turn away, to deter away from the religion of our forefathers, and it wants to dictate how we buy and sell. مَا نَشَاءَ إِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ الْحَلِيمُ الرَّشِيدُ. And now they start to make mockery of him, calling him names. Well, are you the smart one? Halim means wise. Rashid, smart. And you know, oh, you're the smart ones. You know, not that they really mean it. They make a mockery of him. You know, when someone says, oh, well, you think you're all good? Are you the best here? You know how they say it? I sound like a Bankstown boy, yeah. You the best. Oh, yeah, you're the best. You're the smart ones. Oh, you know it all. And now they start to talk to Shu'aib alayhi salam in that manner. They said to him, إِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ الْحَلِيمُ الرَّشِيدُ. Oh, what, you're trying to say that you are the smartest one amongst us? You are the wisest one amongst us out of all people, you? It's not like they are complimenting Shu'aib by saying, you are Halim, you are wise, Rashid, smart. No, 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 they're making mockery of him. And it's wrong how people interpret this and say they acknowledge that he was smart and he was wise. No, if they did acknowledge him to be smart and wise, they wouldn't turn against him. But they were making mockery of him, saying to him, what, you're the smart one? You are the wise one? Okay. You know it all. Okay, you're the best. But out of mockery, which means you don't know it all. And you're not the best. And you're not smart. You're not wise. In their perception, they don't look at him that way. وَيَا قَوْمِ لَا يَجْرِمَنَّكُمْ شِقَاقِي أَنْ يُصِيبَكُمْ مِثْلَ مَا أَصَابَ قَوْمُ نُوحٍ أَوْ قَوْمُ هُودٍ أَوْ قَوْمُ صَالِحٍ وَمَا قَوْمُ لُوطٍ مِنْكُمْ بِبَعِيدٍ. And he started to remind them, you've heard about what happened to the previous nations before you, those perished nations that Allah destroyed, the nation of Noah, the nation of Hud, the nation of Saleh. You know about them all. And you know what? The nation of Lut, that's not far away from you. Fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way Allah perished them will perish you too. And the way Allah destroyed them, Allah will destroy you too. So he started to remind them because they knew of those nations and the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon those nations. So he reminded them, take him. Take them as a lesson. What happened to them could happen to you. So fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَا قَوْمُ لُوطٍ مِنْكُمْ بِبَعِيدٍ. And what happened to the people of Lut? Not only they're not far away from you in distance, they're not far away from you even in time. Only a short space of time between us and them. Reminding them and reminding them. Subhanallah. Persistence is the quality of the prophets and messengers and the true da'i that calls to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Nothing holds him or her back. وَاسْتَغْفِرُ رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُ إِلَيْهِ إِنَّ رَبِّي رَحِيمٌ وَدُودٌ. Seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. Return back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My Lord Allah Azza wa Jalla is the most forgiving and the most loving. So if you did and you have been committing sins and corruption, if you return back to Allah Azza wa Jalla, seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and repent to Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah will forgive. So don't worry about the past. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not going to hold this against you. Seek Allah's forgiveness, repent to him, Allah will forgive. Not only that he'll forgive, look at the words that Shu'aib alayhi salam is using. Inna Rabbi Rahimun Wadud. Not only Allah Azza wa Jalla is forgiving, but Allah also will love you. Before he didn't love you because of your actions, but when you repent to him, Allah loves you. And that's why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ash-shabu ta'ib, Habibur Rahman. The one that repents to Allah becomes the most beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even though before that Allah didn't love you or didn't love your actions, but when you repent to Allah, Allah will love you. Subhanallah, the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always open. Shu'aib alayhi salam continued to remind them of Allah, remind them of Allah, remind them of Allah. At the end, that's it. They had enough from him. So not only they start to make mockery of him, they start to even make accusations the way they did in the past with all prophets and messengers, and even with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know when you want to start taking someone down, discredit someone, you make an accusation against them. When someone starts to hold credibility, in order for you to turn on these people and make people turn on them, you need to discredit those people. And the best way for you to discredit someone is for you to make an accusation against them. And that's how it is with all the prophets and the messengers, including the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which regular accusations were always made against them to discredit them. Like the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's a liar, he's a deceiver, he's a fortune teller, he's a magician, he's this, he's that. And now they start to say the same thing about Shu'aib. قَالُوا إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مِنَ الْمُسَحَّرِينَ You are either a magician or a spell has been spelled on you. It's been cast on you. There's something wrong with you. You're not normal. No. We can't handle this anymore. You talk too much. You're causing us too much problems. No. You're causing mischief. He's causing mischief. Subhanallah. Now the good person is the bad person, and the bad person is a good person. That's how it is. So the Prophet and Messenger becomes this evil, vile person, and those corrupt people are now considered to be the good ones. إِنَّمَا أَنْتَ مِنَ الْمُسَحَّرِينَ It seems that this is a spell on you. And then they start to challenge him, which is the same pattern, the same custom, the same pattern with all prophets and messengers. You say, you are sent by God, you are sent by Allah, and you have miracles, and Allah will support you, and you've been threatening us with punishments, and Allah will punish. Okay, bring it on. مَا أَنْتَ إِلَّا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُنَا وَإِنَّ ظُنُّكَ لَمِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ You're only human being like us, and you're just fabricating all this. You just want to excel. You want to make yourself special. That's why you're coming up with this new thing that you're a prophet and messenger. You're just attention seeker. Attention seeker. And you do have a lot of attention seekers who are liars these days. Attention seekers. Yeah, they'll lie just to seek attention. They'll do anything for attention. And you know, that's a disease. And subhanAllah, if you always seek attention, you'll never get it. People will give attention to someone that's not seeking it. And people will not give attention to someone that's seeking it, subhanAllah. فَأَسْقُطْ عَلَيْنَا كِسْفًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِن كُنْتَ مِنَ الصَّادِقِينَ If that's the case, and you do claim that you're a prophet and messenger from God, from Allah, and Allah communicates with you, and you have those supreme and superpowers, then bring it on. Where's the punishment of your Lord if you're an honest person? There's a challenge. Now, as a prophet and a messenger, you don't want this to your people. What you want is goodness. I mean, just come to Islam. I don't want to see you being punished. I don't want to see you being perished. I don't want Allah's punishment to come on you. On the contrary, I'm doing all this to save you from Allah's punishment. All this that I'm doing just because I want to save you from Allah's punishment. All I want you to come back to Allah Azza wa Jalla. Allah will save you in this dunya and the hereafter. Otherwise, you will be punished in this world, and the hereafter's punishment will be a lot more severe than this world. قَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ لَنُخْرِجَنَّكَ يَا شُعَيْبُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَكَ مِنْ قَرْيَتِنَا أَوْ لَتَعُودُنَّ فِي مِلَّتِنَا If you do not stop your call, you and your people, we're either going to kick you out of the city, we're either going to outcast you from the city, or we're going to force you to come back to our religion. Now, there's a big threat here. It's becoming violent. You know, it starts with a bit of argument, then a bit of exchange of vile words, but now it's becoming violent. Now we're going to get rid of you. We're going to expel you from the city. Or you know what? We're going to force you to become part of us. Or you know what? We'll end up killing you too. What's going to stop us from doing that? Especially when we've got a bunch of bullies, thugs. Subhanallah. Now it's becoming serious. قَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ اسْتَكْبَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ لَنُخْرِجَنَّكَ يَا شُعَيْبُ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَكَ You and the people that followed you. We're going to outcast you. We're going to kick you out of the city مِنْ قَرْيَتِنَا أَوْ لَتَعُودُنَّ فِي مِلَّتِنَا If you don't come back to our religion. قَالَ أَوَلَوْ كُنَّا كَارِهِينَ And then they start to make mockery of Shu'aib alayhi salam. مَا نَفْقَهُ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا تَقُولُ. Oh, you make yourself to be eloquent, good speaker. You know how to make a good conversation and reasoning. We're not even understanding anything. Oh, what are you talking about? Is there someone talking? That's how they used to deal with him. Make mockery of him. Let everyone listen to him. مَا نَفْقَهُ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا تَقُولُ. We don't even understand the talk that you are talking. You know, talking. It's like, you know, what's this guy going on about? They start to make mockery of him. They start to escalate the mockery on Shu'aib. And Shu'aib was very eloquent in his speech. Very good in his debates. Very good in his talk. So they start to make mockery of his strength, which is eloquence, that Musa alayhi salam didn't have. That we'll talk about it later on. So they start to make mockery of Shu'aib alayhi salam by saying to him, we can't even understand what you're talking about. We can't even comprehend those things that you talk about, Allah and a creator and a master and a sustainer, this and that. What are you talking about? It's like, you know, leave us alone. Not interested anymore. مَا نَفْقَهُ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا تَقُولُ وَإِنَّا لَنَرَاكَ فِينَا ضَعِيفًا. Now, the threats start. Don't forget, we are the majority. Who are you? There's only you and a few people around you. You know, when someone talks like that, look what I've got. It's that bully. You know that bully attitude? وَإِنَّ لَنَرَاكَ فِينَا ضَعِيفًا. You're on your own and you've got a few weak people around you. Look at us. We are the majority. There's hundreds of us, if not thousands. So stop it. Stop pushing the button. وَلَوْلَا رَهْتُكَ لَرَجَمْنَاكَ. And if it wasn't for your people, and we know your tribe, would have cast you and would have stoned you long time ago. So the only reluctance, the only resistance they had is they were afraid because he comes from a noble tribe, from a respected tribe. They were scared a backlash from his people. وَمَا أَنْتَ عَلَيْنَا بِعَزِيزٍ. And then, don't think, wallahi, you are someone that we are dear to us. We don't care about you anymore. The only concern that we've got is that we do something, anything to you, we're afraid of your people. Tribal. And that's how it is during the time of the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The people of Quraysh, we're concerned about doing anything to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam because of the tribe of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the majority of the tribe of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam are non-Muslims. But at the end of the day, he's from our tribe. They used to stand by each other regardless. قال يا قوم أرهت يعز عليكم من الله. Subhanallah. Look at the eloquence. You know how we said he's eloquent? So Shu'aib alayhi salam responded back to them and said, you worried about my people, you're not worried about Allah? You are concerned over my people and you're not concerned over the Lord of my people? Are you for real? You worried about the creation or worried about the creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَيَقَوْمِ اعْمَلُوا عَلَى مَكَانَتِكُمْ إِنِّي عَامِلٌ سَوْفَ تَعْلَمُونَ مَنْ يَأْتِي عَذَابٌ يُخْزِيهِ وَمَنْ هُوَ كَاذِبٌ وَارْتَقِبُوا إِنِّي مَعَكُمْ رَقِيبٌ. That's it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed Shu'aib that I've finished. It's the ending. So he said, do what you want to do. At the end of the day, you're going to see. Who's the one that's saying the truth? Who's the one that's speaking the reality? And where the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will come. And then he made dua against his own people. رَبَّنَا افْتَحْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ قَوْمِنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْفَاتِحِينَ. Ya Allah, you are the decider of everything. Decide what you want to do with the people. It's your decree. So make an opening. You want to bring them to Islam and guide them? Guide them. You want to destroy them? Destroy them. He made dua. He left it in the hands of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Ya Allah, you want to guide them? You can. You want to misguide them? You can. You want to honor him, you can. You want to dishonor him, you can. You want to punish them, you can. You don't want to punish him, it's up to you. رَبَّنَا افْتَحْ بَيْنَنَا وَبَيْنَ قَوْمِنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَأَنْتَ خَيْرُ الْفَاتِحِينَ. His dua in one way or another implies, ya Allah, do whatever you want. Whatever you decide and decree, if the word decide, of course, applies. Whatever, ya Rabb, you decree, just let it be. Surrender. At the end of the day, it's not in the hands of Shu'aib or anyone else. But that's the dua. He said, ya Rabb, like, Nuh alayhi salam was more courageous. He said, ya Allah, destroy them. He said, ya Allah, destroy them. Don't even leave a house of a non-believer. That's the dua of Nuh. Shu'aib has more wisdom in it. That doesn't mean Nuh wasn't wise. He's got a different circumstance. 950 years calling to Allah is different. But Shu'aib's dua, subhanallah, it's got hikmah. It's like, ya Allah, I'll leave it in your hands. Whatever you want. Just make a decree. Whatever you decide on, whatever you decree, just let it happen. Subhanallah, wisdom. You know, sometimes you never come across those verses. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed to punish them. But the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon Madian, Allah perished the nation but not the land. The people of Lut, Allah perished the nation and the land. And the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them, بِرِيحٍ صَرْصَرٍ عَاتِيَةٍ نَعَفْوًا Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala فَأَسْقَطْ عَلَيْنَا كِسْفًا مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فَأَخَذَتْهُمُ الرَّجْفَةُ فَأَصْبَحُ فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent upon them عَذَابُ يَوْمُ الظُّلَّةِ What's عَذَابُ يَوْمُ الظُّلَّةِ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reduced the air. There was no air flowing. It's like, you know when it becomes suffocating? No more ventilation? It reminds you of this place in Ramadan when you don't turn on the aircon? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala stopped the air to flow. So imagine Madian and the people of Madian, no more air. What happens? Suffocation. Yes, literally Allah told us to suffocate them. By stopping the air to ventilate. And then a big cloud came where people thought that this is a cloud with rain and a bit of air. So they went under that cloud. But it was Jibreel alayhi salam with a sayha, a scream. One scream from Jibreel alayhi salam destroyed them all. See the punishment of Allah, how it comes gradually. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punishes gradually, which is the severity of the punishment. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroys them فَأَصْبَحُ فِي دَارِهِمْ جَاثِمِينَ كَأَنْ لَمْ يَغْنَوْ فِيهَا أَلَى بُعْدًا لِمَدْيَنَا كَمَا بَعِدَتْ ثَمُودٍ Allah destroyed them. First, suffocation. Second, hope. But there was no hope. It was a scream, a shout, sayha. Sayha means a scream, but a terrifying scream. A terrifying scream by Jibreel alayhi salam that destroyed them. It finished them off after they were suffocated. But then Allah gave them a bit of hope. They thought, you know what? Things are just going to ease up. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them. عَذَابِ يَوْمُ الظُّلَّةِ The punishment of the cloud. They thought there is hope in that cloud, but Allah destroyed them from that cloud. And subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, كَأَنْ لَمْ يَغْنَوْ فِيهَا أَلَا بُعْدًا لِمَدْيَنَ كَمَا بَعْدَ ثَمُودِ What happened to Thamud? Happened to them? فَتَوَلَّ عَنْهُمْ وَقَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لَقْدَ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّي وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ فَكَيْفَ آسَى عَلَى قَوْمٍ كَافِرِينَ He was devastated. No prophet and messenger would like to see his own people being punished and destroyed. And Shu'aib is one of them. He was devastated, disheartened. I would have hoped that these people would have been guided and come to Islam rather than being punished. Some of them are his family members, his friends, his colleagues, his neighbors, his tribe, people he grew up with, people he dealt with. He doesn't want to see them being destroyed, but they're the ones who chose this. It was the ambring. And he walked, devastated, upset. But it's Allah's decree at the end of the day. And he said, لَقَدْ أَبْلَغْتُكُمْ رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّي I conveyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's message to you. وَنَصَحْتُ لَكُمْ I gave you an advice. But you refused to take the advice of those who are giving you sincere advice. So the people of Madian were destroyed. But Madian, as a city, continued. And Shu'aib alayhi salam went back to Madian after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saved him from Madian because he wasn't there when Allah destroyed the people of Madian. So Shu'aib and the believers returned back to the city of Madian and now they restarted the city of Madian, establishing the city on the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Re-established the whole city on Iman. So the people of Madian became religious until Allah wanted Musa alayhi salam to come to Madian. So Musa alayhi salam, his story is connected to Shu'aib. And Shu'aib later on becomes who? His father-in-law. So Musa alayhi salam gets married to one of the daughters of Shu'aib. Interesting story. Not tonight, next week. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us. Subhanakallah wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant. Nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.